Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got some celebrating to do, my friends. Some celebrating to do. 9/11 truth, the exposure globally, not just in the United States or North America, of the Black Op attacks meant to herald the Fourth Reich of a neo-fascist system is becoming common knowledge everywhere, and the paradigm of false flag staged terror or self-inflicted wounds is falling apart right now. The Jesse Ventura story that broke here last week during a break, I don't even know if we've aired that yet. I know Aaron's taken the full hour and 20-minute interview and putting it together for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We've only put out some selects. I don't believe it's out yet, where during the break I'm talking to Ventura 50 minutes into the interview, and he goes, "Hey, Alex, we can talk about 9/11. I'm ready now. I want to go ahead and do it on your show." And so on my show, and I didn't even ask him to, kind of like I had Willie Nelson on, and I'd had Willie on for quite a while. We were into the interview, and we were doing a break, and he goes, "Hey, let's get into the hardcore stuff." Because it's like, I don't even want to get these guys in the spotlight. I'm not even pushing them there. If they want to go public, but they say gently, gently, catchy monkey, is an old saying my dad had, and I guess that's the case. It's kind of like a stray cat or dog. You're trying to get it to come over to you so you can pet it. Just ignore it, and it'll come over. But if you try to pet it, it won't. But all these people saying the government killed Kennedy, the government's behind the attacks, Rick Linkletter, Bruce Willis, Jesse Ventura, Rosie O'Donnell, Best Actress Oscar winner this year. Charlie Sheen, of course, started it all with big celebrities going public. He really will be remembered in history. They don't remember the second group to reverse the country east to west. They remember Lewis and Clark. And it's not just that they're celebrities, it's that they have a lot to lose and that we are a celebrity-driven society. And so that's what people resonated with Charlie Sheen. Yeah, I'm so busy, I hardly ever even call Charlie anymore. I call him about once a month. He calls me about once a month. I need to just get that man on the phone and say, "Charlie, it's time for you to come on the air now." Because he really is owed so much of the credit for what's happening now. But the next level, a governor, Jesse Ventura, doing this in a very forceful way. And now people are looking into it, and they're finding out that all these CIA section chiefs and Ronald Reagan's chief CIA briefer and Bob Baer, Bill Christensen, of course, Ray McGovern, saying it's an inside job and all the evidence shows inside job. And we've got number three in the Blair government, Meacher, years ago going public, and two different former German defense ministers, one parliamentary, one national defense chief, another head of the parliament in Germany. He's gone public. He went public 6 months after it happened, even before von Bülow. Never could get that guy on. Had von Bülow on, not the other fellow. We're getting von Bülow back on, by the way. All of this happening, all of this going on, and it's just mind-blowing to have high-level people in the Japanese parliament and the former Italian president, and the official lie is and has collapsed. And all we need is examples of this, not just exposing government terror, taking that tool away from them, which is their ace in the hole, neutralizing their key head guard, but at the same time showing that the people can affect change, that we do have power, that the New World Order is not invincible, that it's a house of cards. And back to the card analogy, you know, during the Renaissance in about 1650, the former Hyas was the king of spades, but the people in France going into the 1700s said, "No, we're going to make the lowest card the number one card, the ace of spades, symbolizing the people and revolution." So we've taken their ace of spades away of government-sponsored terror. We've taken it for ourselves, and we're playing the card saying, "No, the lowest card is the top card, the ace of spades, and we're playing it, and we're hurting them bad."
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now doing 4 hours live, ladies and gentlemen. The first three here on the GCN Radio Network from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And for the next few weeks, the fourth hour is only on the internet at Infowars.com. We have tens of thousands of people tuning in each and every millisecond there on the streams. If we combine all of our streams that are even registered by Shoutcast, we are number one, not just in talk, but overall, much of the time, of every music station, other network, you name it, and only a portion of our streams are tracked by Shoutcast. We also have Windows streams for people that like Windows configurations, and it's an actual, I'm told, Windows configuration. Other people have Windows players, but their player has a patch that just flips over, is how it's been described to me. We actually have a Windows player, but I almost want to take it down because so many tens of thousands listen to that now that they don't listen to the other streams, and then that drives down our ranking. But we're still number one, even with that. And if it makes it easier for people to listen, that's the point. And I don't care about just having a ranking. When your video is in the top 10 for the last 6 months of Google Video and routinely number one, and many times multiple films I've made are in the top few films, people are watching it. That's where they go to do their viewing. When you're in the number one slot, people see it. And Shoutcast has tens of millions of listeners that tune in every day just to listen to streams there on the site. And so to be number one in talk, that's just one of our streams is number one in talk, and then to be overall number one is so important. And yes, I just said that all my films are for free on the internet. All of them. We could have them all taken down if we wanted to, but we don't. We don't do that. I could have the people selling my videos on eBay shut down right now, but I don't do it. And why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the mission is waking the people up. The mission is bringing the perpetrators of 9/11 to justice. The mission is stopping government-sponsored terror, stopping the New World Order from coming into fruition. And so that's why you can get all of my films for free. Now, I've turned down a national distribution deal by one of the biggest movie houses out there. I'm not going to say the name, because I wouldn't be able to put my films out for free if I did that. And I have turned down $100,000 advances and things in the past. I haven't just turned down million-dollar deals to go be on international, national, biggest radio networks out there. Did that 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. And I'm not tooting my horn here. If you actually count the cost and look at the facts, it's not a decision. It's not even a moral thing. We don't have a choice. We have to fight 110%. We can't compromise with this information. We have to do everything we can and follow the path that leads towards the defeat of the New World Order, and no other path. My personal safety, my personal future, fame, fortune, none of that enters into the equation when we deal with survival of the species against a criminal elite who are carrying out predatory actions against the human population and engaging in parasitic predator activities against free humanity. That must be met 110%. It is the individual self-sacrifice that will save humanity in the future and give our future progeny, and us currently and our children, don't even have to wait to the future, some chance of survival and of moving forward to the next level of human development. If not, we'll be locked in a technocratic dark age, a nightmare grid designed to exterminate the vast majority of us, the commoners, and to seat the elite firmly at the throne of impenetrable despotism, a scientific dictatorship, a scientific system of dehumanization, securing their monopoly of power forever. That said, I do want to challenge all of the listeners to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all of my films in super high quality, download them in better quality, stream download them in better quality to DVDs and CDs and discs and give them to people. Also, view them in high quality, not the murky, watery, blotchy stuff you find on the free internet sites, which is good as a shock troop to wake up those that don't know. But it also then funds our operation here when you are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. That is so important. 15 cents a day. And what else do you get with PrisonPlanet.tv? You get all of my films, my weekly TV report in studio, my weekly in-studio interviews, my Sunday radio show videotape with documents and videos added. Trey does a great job putting that together. Aaron puts together some of the other shows. Does a fabulous job. Now we have the one-hour overdrive show after the broadcast that will be on Genesis in the next few weeks. It could already be on there, but by choice, I'm waiting to let other people get out of the way and for their own self interest. And the show is, again, goes to 3 o'clock now. Now, yesterday I went to 5:30 Central. So I did a 5.5 hour radio show yesterday. I did 2 hours and 30 minutes extra. I did a simulcast with National British Radio for 45 minutes in the second hour of overdrive in hour number five. I went into hour number six. And we also took the gloves off again yesterday a little bit more. And then so that's basically what's happening here. And you can see the video of that and see the document cam and the guest cam, two-camera shoot. It's actually a four-camera shoot, but two cameras on me, a camera on my guest, a document cam, a video feed, play DVDs, play computer files, play YouTube videos, whatever we want here. And then we stream that, mix that together, and stream that to you in 64-bit, super high quality down to you with the video. Then we're uploading that to PrisonPlanet.tv. What, last night, within 2 hours of the show being over, it automatically encodes and then posts to a new live link there for members, so you can watch the live Overdrive show taped. It's like a DVR on demand when you get home or when you go into work at night and you're a security guard or you're a professor, you want it on in the background. Whatever, fast forward, pause, rewind, blow stuff up, whatever you want, you can do it with the postings we're doing each and every day of the live transmission. Now, the family is complaining because I normally run home about 4, you know, get off the air at 2, do some work till about 4, run home for 4 or 5 hours, put the kids to sleep at 8, 9 o'clock, come back to work till midnight, 1, 2 in the morning. And lately I've just been showing up at 6, 7 and then leaving at 8 or 9, or then being tired and not going back to work, so I have to cut it off at 3. But sometimes I will overdrive. And or sometimes I'll say, okay, I'm off at 3, but now we're going to give you an hour-long sneak peek of a film I'm making. Or, you know, here's an interview I did with somebody on video 3 years ago. Or here's the extra stuff with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. We're just going to play this for you now. That's the type of stuff we've got in queue. We've got hundreds of hours of things nobody's ever seen that are just excellent because I was trying to craft it and put it together and put documents to it and put it on the web or put it out in films. Not now. We're just going to throw it at you. Like yesterday, we aired a 25-minute interview with Japanese TV where we videotaped their interview with me. So that's the type of stuff you're going to get with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or with your exclusive membership. Again, you can watch all the films, the audio, read my book, Paul Lawson's book. 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you haven't gotten a membership, or let's say you had one 3 years ago, and you watched the films that were on it, and, you know, the 500 pieces of media, and you let your subscription elapse and end, and now I want you to know we got two CDNs, two different companies. We got two big companies, Limelight and Mirror Image, and then I've got 7 servers of my own. It's 7, isn't it? I'm looking out the window at the engineers. 7 servers and then 2 big CDNs. And so, man, it's just, if you've got it, it's at 4 times T1 speed. I mean, if you've got the connections. Or if you got dial-up, we've got low-quality ones there for you. Or you can still dial in by dial-up and take a day to download it. But with a 4 times T1 speed, you can download an hour-long program in about 2 minutes. Or you can stream download it with Flash while you're watching. And we're just going to keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. And I will tell you, in the next 6 months, we're going to find the talent and people that we believe have the info. We're going to set them up with studios around the country, and we're going to have TV feeds for you. I believe a morning show, my show, and then an evening news program. So that's on the cooker, too, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Monday was the 4th anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get the high-quality DVDs and books and videos and everything we carry and the films I've made in the Infowars.com store. Go to Infowars.com, and you purchase the DVDs, the books, we buy better computers, we buy better cameras. We see them as weapons, and we just marvel over the new Vulcan death cannons we buy. I mean, that's basically, you know, what the A-10 Warthogs got. Well, when we buy a new digital camera or a new computer or sign a contract for a new super high-powered CDN, that's like a giant particle beam weapon we're going to aim right at the New World Order's eyeball, and we just throw the throttle down to full power and go, yes! And just start firing on them. Ha ha! I mean, that's what it is. The capital comes in here, ladies and gentlemen, and then we just pour it right back into the info war. Just the more power you give us, the more energy you give us, the more you feed into our cyclotronic converters, the more we fire out as you, the population, then pick up that information and then, like diodes or dynamos or relays, you up the power and just continue upping the power, upping the resonant information warfare as the New World Order quakes in their boots, as more and more people find out it's okay to stand up and speak out and expose the tyranny. I'm going to come back and briefly get into the huge victories we're having for 9/11 Truth. Danielson Jada joining us today to pop in with his views on what's happening. We got the Watson brothers joining us from England with incredible news. I haven't even gotten into it. It's just an ultra-massive, important, revolutionary transmission!
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Daniel Sunjata, star of Rescue Me and a lot of other TV programs, movies, you name it, be popping in the next segment. Then the Watson brothers are going to join us. This is the huge, huge news. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. This is huge. Chinese paramilitary thugs policed London torch rally. It has been confirmed that in Paris, in London, and in many other European major cities, as the torch comes through, There are hundreds of paramilitary police, the same units used to suppress and arrest political dissidents in China, and the British police with them manhandle, beat, attack, slam British citizens, French citizens, and if there's any Free Tibet signs, this is confirmed by mainstream French news, and there's photos of all this and video, they run up and grab the Tibetan signs away, French police with Chinese murdering thugs. Communist, these are the folks that take you and kill you if you speak out against the government in China. And now they're allowed to come to France and England, and they are allowed to do whatever they want. Now, Paul has put together a big laundry list of examples. In fact, he wrote this story this morning, and I called up and said, Paul, add all the other stuff, the other articles we've done, about Ukrainian troops that just showed up in northern England and suddenly started searching everybody. And they said, yeah, the Ukrainian troops are here. Notice every time there's a flood, the Mexican troops come in and they make a big PR stunt. Or we get attacked on 9/11 and there's Norwegian AWACS and F-16s. It's any precedent they can set, or the police exchange programs, or the deal signed to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S. during, quote, disasters or to fight terrorists. I mean, the unthinkable is happening, but who would have imagined if we'd have said a month ago, oh, yes, in Europe and in England, there will be Mexican paramilitary police brought over from China, and they will, with the police, will physically attack British citizens and French citizens. And that's the countries confirmed. I'm looking at video and photos of this right now. I just can't believe it. It's even I can't believe that they're really doing it. That this is really being manifest. That it's not the stuff of talk now. It's not hypothetical. And it's all done by design. This is meant by the social psychologists, by the behavioral psychologists that are engineering our society to make this an unreal world, a bizarre world, where they're ordered that when Tibetan protesters, about 50 of them, peacefully show up in front of the UN, it's on video. The police run over and start screaming, we're going to kill you. That's a quote on video. They pull out metal batons, the retractable, extendable type, and start beating them to bloody pulp, saying, this is an unauthorized demonstration. I mean, this is Russia. This is China. Now, some cops haven't been converted over to the new tyranny, so they leave you alone. Like in Austin, Texas, because they've lost dozens and dozens of lawsuits arresting people back in the late 90s and 2000 for standing on the street corner with signs. They just lost another case last month where they arrested somebody at the state Supreme Court. But at least because we've had so many lawsuits against them, we still have some good courts in a few spots, they've backed off here. But New York, you demonstrate without a permit, they come out and they arrest you. But if you're Tibetans, they extend metal batons in New York City, and I mean full power, police, big men, full power with metal batons. Long extent, I mean, it's like a sword. It's got so much power. I actually had to do some stunts in Scanner Darkly, even though I'm not a really certified stuntman. I had these big football players basically jab me with it, and then I had to hit my knees, and they got all bloody because I had to do like 10 takes dragging me. And I weighed a lot, so they would rip my skin. They'd pick me up under the suit, and the suit all got ripped up and clothes everywhere. But it's rotoscoped afterwards with the film, so you don't see all that. But, I mean, just being jabbed because they wanted it to be real. They said, go ahead and give him somewhat of a jab so he knows when to, you know, act like he's been hit by juice. And just somebody barely hit me with one hurts. These are metal, retractable. It's like an antenna. You can cut somebody to pieces with the old-fashioned metal antennas. And, I mean, these cops are just full power. Wham! Wham! As they lay on the ground begging, ah, please, no! We ought to play the audio of that. I think we've played it before. And just, yes, savage hate, death to America, death to the First Amendment. We hate the country. We are with the Chinese murderers. And then there's all this disinfo everywhere. Where, I mean, I was in Whole Foods last night buying some medicine for one of my children. And there was like two different magazine covers that said, you know, China's not dangerous. China's good. China's helpful. China's wonderful. Yeah, they just killed 60 million people. They just take Falun Gong dissidents who are totally peaceful and harvest their organs. But don't worry. Now they're going to come to America and England. Now they're going to beat you in the head with clubs and knock your teeth out with savage pleasure. And you're going to thank the government.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
The 9/11 is coming out, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. The terrorist will be exposed. You didn't believe me. Years ago, when I told you that we could defeat tyranny, that we have power, their biggest lie, that they can't be beaten, they're invincible. Their biggest lie is that you don't have power. My friends, we are made in the image of the creator of the universe. What humans envision, they later construct and build. That's why the elite poison our water and our vaccines and our food and their own documents to dumb us down. That's why they engineered AIDS as a bioweapon to kill the third world. Because they're jealous and they hate people that have life force. They hate humanity. and they're going to be defeated. I want to play about a two-minute clip of Jesse Ventura last night on Fox News. You talk about a breakthrough. He came on this show. He came on this show, and he said during a break, I want to go ahead and go public on 9/11. And he came on, and he dropped the bomb on this show without me even asking him. That's fate. It's fate that he came on this show first to start his book tour. And then now it's all over the place. Hundreds of talk shows, all over television. They are panicking, ladies and gentlemen, because it makes it safe for more and more people to speak up and step up. We're about to go to Daniel Sanjata, who just a few weeks ago said, called in and said, we've got to, Alex, I just feel it in my gut. We've got to push now, harder than ever, push this over the edge to stop the attack on Iran, to stop further staged events. He could feel it in his guts. Can't you feel it in your soul? Go ahead and roll Ventura with that sniveling coward, that fake conservative, Sean Hannity, who just had to basically grovel and for the first time ever just had to sit there looking guilty and looking weak because they're beginning to capitulate. They're beginning to realize that they can't stop us. Here's the clip.
The one thing that I read in the book that I just totally found just alien to me is this idea that you believe in 9/11 conspiracies.
Well, let me tell it to you this way. Why is it that when you ask any question about 9/11, you're immediately attacked?
I'm not attacking you.
You're not, but no, I'm speaking in general. I'm not saying you guys, but I've watched people get attacked. People have their credibility attacked. My problem is I look at it and I go, how can two planes knock down three buildings?
Pretty easy. Those are 747.
But there were three buildings that went down.
Well, there was a lot of fire and there was a lot of damage.
Well,
and
first of all, jet fuel blew up at the start. Jet fuel is 4/5, and I don't want to stay on this. I'd rather talk other things.
Yeah.
But jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene. It doesn't burn hot. So using the analogy that it could melt the metal, then propane burns hotter. So if you turn on your camp stove for 3 hours, shouldn't it melt the grates? But it doesn't, does
right.
it?
I want to take one issue
it
with
it. It doesn't.
One. I want to talk.
And I just question.
He's throwing Rosie O'Donnell on
and
me
I
here.
Do, you know, wait
Stop
a minute.
Right there. See the psychological warfare op? They know that she's a polarizing figure. So they say, you're doing a Rosie O'Donnell. He can't refute any facts. He just brings up someone who's unpopular with about half the public. So he tries to make it a left-right paradigm right there. Continue.
Rosie O'Donnell on
and
here.
And I do, you know, wait what? A minute. I
That's
do,
Rosie
I
O'Donnell.
Do, well, I know a little bit. What? How can they fall at the rate of gravity?
Look,
they fell at the rate
I'm
of gravity
not an engineer.
In powder. They blew into powder.
But if it were true, a lot of engineers would have come out before that.
Stop right there. Implying that engineers hadn't come out. Not hundreds of engineers, hundreds of architects, scores of physicists, demolitions experts from all over the world, defense ministers, former presidents of major countries. Again, all lies, all deception. We're proving this right now. We're about to go to Sanjata. Here we go.
Before that, I want to take all issue right. with one thing. You actually had a talk show for a small period of time. They fired you.
No. They took me off the air and paid me for 3 years and bought my silence.
Stop right there. Another attack saying, oh, you're a loser. Oh, you were taken off the air. You're disreputable. See how they try that? No, Ventura wouldn't be muzzled about being anti-war, just like MSNBC's number one show was... With another former talk show host, and he was number one, and then they fired him, and then Ventura came on and got high ratings, and they canned him. So here they are spinning that, too. Just every little trick in the book. Hannity has a formula, and he's just going down a formula. Here we go.
Talking about Fox and CNN and MSNBC, he said, all the stories come from upstairs, yeah. even though the host pretend it's them. You know, people need to understand Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and the mm-hmm. rest of them.
Yeah.
They're not these individual rogues setting their own agendas. These guys will deny it and say they have artistic freedom. You're either going to call me a lot. I'm
so
telling
another,
you.
Wait a minute. So in other words, you chose to talk about Anna Nicole Smith
we
for a month and a half?
No, well, yeah, we didn't talk about
the news. Let me follow up. Hold on. Let me follow
All right.
up.
We'll thing. Play more later. I don't want to make Daniel sit there and hold him. We've only got about 15, 20 minutes with him. Daniel Sanjata is really getting involved in 9/11 Truth. He's encouraging students all over the country to join Student Scholar for 9/11 Truth. We have that press release up on Infowars.com right now. He went out to support Luke and others, talking to Rosie O'Donnell a few days ago. That's up on JonesReport.com and WeAreChange.org right now. He's really taking action. Daniel, thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely, Alex. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, man. I just want to say I just saw that Ventura clip today, And I agree with you. Something is bubbling to the surface. I mean, he just had them totally with their pants down when he exposed the, oh, you just chose to talk about Anna Nicole Smith for a month. You see, they had nothing to say. They're transparently foolish at this point.
I'm telling you, Ventura is very cunning.
Oh, that was one of the most intelligent handlings of the press, especially while addressing the sensitive topic.
Oh, I agree. In fact, I was thinking that this morning when I saw it, and last night when I saw it. That ought to be textbook for everybody, how he was totally zen, commanding, thinking in real. And I know the place he was at, everything was like in slow motion for him, so he could just sit there and with judo destroy Hannity.
Oh, and that's exactly what he did. And you know what, Alex? We have the opportunity before us to have so many more incidences of that type of thing happen on mainstream media. And one of the things I'm advocating right now is this thing called the Week of Truth. What happened recently, and for those of your callers that don't know, is that a lot of the leaders of the 9/11, of various 9/11 truth groups and initiatives like Richard Gage, David Ray Griffin, Kevin Ryan, Stephen Jones, Paul Craig Roberts, Peter Phillips, Dylan Avery, I'm just running a list of names: Bob McElvain, Luke Rutkowski from We Are Change, Jack Blood. We know that we hope we have your support with this too, Alex. But so many leaders of the 9/11 truth community have come together and are all supporting this Week of Truth initiative, which is to drive a book called The Shell Game, written by Steve Alton, into the top 10 of the New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah, just to be clear, Daniel, I do support this, but we need to get this word out outside the show. It's actually been beaten half to death on all the Patriot type shows et nauseum. So yes, the listeners know about that plan. And then he says that when he gets on national shows, what he is going to do is then talk about how 9/11 is an inside job, which he has been doing, and I am supporting that. And we've had him on. I'm not saying it's not a good strategia, but see how just having Ventura on and getting him to talk about it, that is now supernova. And I think that is a multifaceted agenda, needs to be pushed, brought into talk shows, gotten out to people, because now it is out there breaking. Because, I mean, I've done this over and over again. And then expanding on it, I have found that films, just like he said, watch Loose Change. Well, the final cut's now out. Films are the general vehicle that wake most people up. Plus, the enemy, when they find out that that's the agenda, the word goes out, and then they won't have him on the shows. So I think if that is the strategy, everybody needs to be quiet about that strategy, because they do listen to these shows. And again, I'm not up here trying to be the schoolmaster or anything, but I am the master of this.
No, absolutely. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Alex, and you may very well be right. I don't know much about strategy when it comes to planning these types of actions. My emotion wants to throw myself into it wholeheartedly.
Well, that is the strategy. You've thrown yourself into it wholeheartedly. Tell us about when the Week of Change is coming up.
Okay, it's going to be it's between the 16th and the 22nd of April, down in about 6 days. It's the Week of Truth, and if people want to find out about it, it's weekoftruth.org. www.weekoftruth.org, where all the details are laid out.
Okay.
And basically, hopefully Steve is a man of his word, and when he gets a microphone in his face, he'll say, why don't you interview Alex Jones? Why don't you interview Richard Gage? Why don't you interview David Ray Griffin?
Yeah, that's all fantastic, and I think that's great, and it's a great plan. And as long as we hatch lots of plans like this, fire lots of torpedoes at the enemy super ship, their flagship, then we know torpedoes will hit. All of them may not hit. But right now, I'm doing everything I can to quietly reach out to celebrities I know who haven't gone public, who I've known for years, know that 9/11 is an inside job, and I know that a lot of them are listening right now. I'm asking them to go ahead and go public. That's the key. And again, all of these plans are great. It's good to have lots of operations going, because the enemy can't react or deal with all of them.
And believe me, the enemy is... You call it leaderless resistance?
Yes.
Yes. I agree. I absolutely agree. I do think that it's important for us all, though, in our various pursuits, to keep in mind the overarching imperative of 9/11 truth. And when we have something that we can all actively participate in as a group with focused intent, that the power of that is the difference is, like the power of a finger versus the power of a fist. Sometimes we have the opportunity before us to act.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think this Ventura thing is big at all? Or?
Oh, it's huge.
Oh,
I think that's huge.
That's happening right now, breaching their main defenses. And so I'm saying wherever you fire at one of their capital ships and it starts exploding, intensify firepower. And if you can sink the, and if you can have major, and I see this as a war, flagship attacks and sink flagships, that panics and demoralizes the enemy, and the enemy is now being demoralized, and now we smell blood, and that invigorates our forces to further ravage with rapine against them in the info war. So Daniel Sinjata, just like when you called in a few weeks ago to the Sunday show, and you were all fired up saying, we just got to all intensify our efforts. I mean, are you not feeling really excited right now to see what's happening and see this burgeoning awakening that's taking place?
Yes, it fills me, absolutely. It gives me hope. It makes me really feel like, especially now considering the critical time juncture that we find ourselves in. I mean, you know, I'm just, sometimes I want to see what the enemy is doing, so I'll look at Fox News, I guess, just to torture myself for a little bit. Just the other day, I saw them run story after story about homegrown terror plots, suitcase nukes. I mean, they are definitely trying to prime the pump and get the public mind ready for something. Now, I don't want to spread paranoia and fear, but I'm trying to communicate the seriousness of the time in which we find ourselves. And so, yes, Ventura coming out, Loose Change, Endgame, Week of Truth, all of these things, again, it's a leaderless resistance, but wherever you can put your efforts, we need, you know, people need to just be active and be engaged, because this is a very critical time.
No, exactly. That's my point today, Daniel, is that we owe you and so many others a great debt of gratitude, because, you know, isn't just that you're got a popular TV show or you're in a lot of other TV programs, and isn't just that Charlie Sheen's got the number one sitcom, and it isn't just that the Italian president's who he is, but especially with actors and with actresses, is that you know you're going to be attacked, you know they're going to go after you, you know that it is a celebrity-obsessed culture, and you're doing it as a sacrifice because, you know, overall, with your career, you pretty much only stand to lose. And so you're risking a lot, and people see you throwing, you know, all of it on the table, going in for broke, going in all the way, and they resonate with that courage. And now, with a former governor and Jesse Ventura, who's very popular, and they had a Larry King poll, you know, 80%+ saying, you know, they'd support him for president, with what he was saying on that show about America's a fascist tyranny. He's saying on shows, you know, we have the right to rise up with arms against the government if they try to put us in FEMA camps. I mean, my point is, who else is going to come out in the next week, the next month? I mean, we're now already on the wave, on the crest of the wave, moving forward right now, and we are witnessing history, and we are witnessing destiny and good rising up against evil. I wanted to get your response to that statement.
I mean, what can I say, Alex? Yes, absolutely. That's what we are seeing. The House of Cards is definitely beginning to tumble. When you have people like Jesse Ventura, you know, coming on, giving an interview that well, and getting that much information out there on that big of a public platform, hopefully people of his, on his level of visibility, will follow that example and start coming out. The people that you are insinuating listen to your show, that you know that 9/11 is an inside job, the more people come out and direct people's attention, you know, towards things that, you know, towards this particular issue that matters. I mean, you know, the House of Cards is crumbling.
Well, this is like Nixon saying, I'm not a crook, or Clinton, I didn't sleep with that woman, how dare you. I mean, people see the guilt, the way they behave, the way they tried to cover up, just like Ventura talked to.
Oh, you're going Rosie O'Donnell on me. That's his best response to the scientific stuff that Jesse Ventura just said. Oh my God!
And Ventura also talked about when he was on Stupid Opie and Andy show, you know, that hey, why does the government act so suspicious? Why do they hide things? Boy, they sure got a lot of power out of this.
Hmm. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. You know. I mean, at this point, it's obvious, or it should be obvious to any rational observer what the situation is. Then they're obviously hiding something. I mean, hey, look, we can draw all kinds of conclusions, but one of the main points is that we have what is necessary to demand a reinvestigation. We have that. All we need is a forum from which to do it, you know? And once people know that this topic is being debated by credible experts, that lots of people are shouting this stuff from the rooftops, and they just haven't been told about it on mainstream media news sources, people are going to be upset. They're going to inform themselves, and then what will they do then? How will they stop it then? It'll truly be a movement of the people, all of the people.
Well, they've been trying to minimize it or put it in a political corner, but now with politicians and people being confronted everywhere by We Are Change and 9/11 Truth and other groups, and with more and more high-profile engineers and presidents and defense ministers. I mean, I keep repeating that, and then now all these big actors and Academy Award winning best actress, and I mean, it's really starting to panic them. And just like Tricky Dick, who was in trouble for much smaller things, you know, they finally went down. It finally came out, and I guarantee you, in the White House, in the Pentagon, over in England and other countries that were involved, they know now and they understand they're in a lot of trouble. And you're right that you bring up Fox. I track what they're reporting on as well. We're going to be nuked. There's white Al Qaeda everywhere. See, now they, by doing that, they can now target everyone. They want to shift it away from Arabs, as we always said, like Hitler did. He beta tested on Jews. But by the time he was done, once the public accepted discriminating against them and oppressing them and seizing what they had, then they moved it on to everybody. Or if the SS captain on your block wanted your wife, he'd have you sent away. Didn't matter if you were, quote, a good German, and had gone along with all the other evils. And so they are now pulling out the stop saying there's white Al-Qaeda, blonde-haired, blue eyes. They're everywhere. Watch everyone. Your neighbor's Al-Qaeda. And it's and it's becoming completely comic book. Daniel Sunjata, one more segment with you, my friend. I want to talk about your ideas for moving forward and just getting everybody else to put their full weight against the info war today. Just everything in the info war to drive over the enemy. It's like we're all on a battering ram together, ramming it at the gates.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling.
Daniel Sunjata, I got to get him up for a full hour in the near future. He's busy, I'm busy. I appreciate him coming on short notice. He's got work to do today. But Daniel, let me in the next few weeks get you up for a full hour to take phone calls. And it's just great getting to meet you in New York and great getting to know you. And I appreciate your courage and everybody else's courage. He's very prominent for standing up. In the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left in this hour, what else? To the listeners.
Question, Alex. I'm sorry I lost you for a second.
My ISDN line's cutting out. Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay, good, Daniel.
Yes.
Okay, good. What do you think's most important right now for people to know?
Well, I mean, I think that I want to, you know, we were talking offline there, and I think it's what we were talking about is more people coming out. And I think that I would just like to put out the invitation, again, to all of the celebrities or high-profile individuals, you know, who listen to this show, who have not yet come out. You know, use Alex's show as your platform. You know, Jesse decided to come out on Alex's show first. Charlie Sheen came out on the Alex Jones show. You know, those of you who are fans of what Alex does and admire him for his patriotism and speaking out about 9/11 truth, why don't you follow his example, come on his show, do the same. You know, at this point that you have no other choice. If you're an activist, if you're an artist, you have to be an activist, you know, or you have to betray, or you have to sell out, you know, or you're betraying your moral conscience.
The only reason this show is a good place to do it is because in the alternative media, we are the biggest, and we're able and we know how to force it to break into the mainstream and to basically puncture the control grid that they've put around it.
Right, right. And you know what? Let me qualify that last statement. You know, I guess that sounded accusatory. I don't want to judge people who haven't come out, who have a lot to lose, because admittedly, I don't have that much to lose, so it might be a little bit easier for me. I don't have millions. I don't have a huge family and all that kind of stuff to look out for. So, you know, who am I to say when people should come out? When I said selling out, I guess what I mean is for myself, I would have felt like I was selling out on my moral conscience to not speak out.
Well,
so if
I mean,
you know the truth and you're choosing to remain silent, you have to feel something similar to that. So please, please come forward. That's all.
Sure. And when you realize that you do have a lot to lose coming out, but you have a lot more to lose if you don't come out. I mean, these are serious people that'll blow up buildings and kill 3,000 people and stage fake wars and lie about hundreds of major issues and set up police state grids and sign torture memos saying torture small children. And then now more memos have come out saying we don't even care about the Fourth Amendment, showing that when they now claim, oh, the Fourth Amendment lets us spy on you without warrants, that they knew that they were lying. I mean, these are criminals.
Yeah, and you're responsible for what you know. Once you know, you have to speak out, especially if you have a microphone in front of you and a platform upon which millions of people will hear what you have to say. So you're right, Alex.
Well, Daniel, I hope we can have you up for a full hour in the near future, and I really appreciate all the hard work you're doing, Daniel.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon, my friend. Be well.
You bet, Daniel. Just stay there one moment. I want to tell you one last thing before we end this hour and we go out of break here in just a moment. Okay, shifting gears, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about some of the cutouts there. We're having a lot of problems with my connections from Texas to Minnesota, and we're trying to work through that, so we apologize to the listeners and affiliates and for it sounding a little bit broken up and choppy there with Daniel, and I apologize to him, kind of breaking up my flow and his flow, but that's just what happens with technology and long-distance things. We're going to start the next hour with the Watson brothers. We're going to go ahead and get them online now. And in England, Chinese paramilitary thugs police London torch rally. They're doing it all over Europe. This is a major escalation in the New World Order's operations. That is coming up. All right, that was an interview with Daniel Sinjata, one of the stars of Rescue Me and many other TV programs, who's bravely been saying we've got to intensify our efforts. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Book Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, your first appearance. How are you?
Thank you. I'm
good
doing
to see
great.
You.
Hi, Alan. Nice to see you. Nice
Listen,
to be here.
All I want in politics, now when Republicans are right, I support them. Mm-hmm. When they're wrong, I fiercely oppose them. I probably disagree with John McCain maybe 35, 40% of the time now. When President Bush, who I like a lot, and you don't, when I disagree.
I did.
I know you did, because you're right. But when he's wrong, I disagree with him. That's I want everyone to be that honest. I agree with you.
Okay, good.
Let's start the revolution.
There we go. I'm ready.
Lower taxes?
Yep.
Less government intervention in our lives?
Yep.
Individual responsibility?
Yep.
Secure our borders?
No.
Oh, keep them wide open so enemies can come in?
No. Enemies come in. I don't get the fact that the supposed enemies came in from Canada, so we're fencing off Mexico.
Well, don't our enemies...
How do we manage that? Shouldn't we be fencing off Canada?
Well, both.
Both.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in East Berlin, John.
I don't either.
I don't want to live in East
Berlin.
But
I don't want to live in a country where enemies can cross over at will.
Well,
either.
I look at it this way. We're losing our rights because of the Patriot Act. I would rather, and as I say in my book, and I'm so crass to say, give me liberty or give me death.
I'm with you.
I would rather take my chances with terrorism than to lose my individual rights, which are vanishing every day.
You told a story in the book about you and Senator McCain that you would have run with him in 2000 if he left the Republican Party.
Yep. If he'd have quit the Republican Party and ran as an independent, I told him I would have joined him. I do not feel that way today.
The one thing I did that I read in the book that I just totally found just alien to me is this idea that you believe in 9/11 conspiracies.
Well, let me tell it to you this way. Why is it that when you ask any question about 9/11, you're immediately attacked?
I'm not attacking you.
You're not. But no, I'm speaking in general. I'm not saying you guys, but I've watched. People get attacked. People have their credibility attacked. My problem is I look at it and I go, how can two planes knock down three buildings?
Pretty easy. Those are 747.
But there were three buildings that went down.
Well, there was a lot of fire and there was a lot of damage.
Well, first of all, jet fuel blew up at the start. Jet fuel is 4/5. And I don't want to stay on this. I'd rather talk other things.
Yeah.
But jet fuel's 4/5 kerosene. It doesn't burn hot. So using the analogy that it could melt the metal, then propane burns hotter. So if you turn on your camp stove for 3 hours, shouldn't it melt the grates? But it doesn't, does
right.
it?
I want to take one issue
it
with
it. It doesn't.
One. I want to talk.
And I just question.
You're showing Rosie O'Donnell on
and
me
I
here.
Do, you know, wait
what?
A minute. I
That's
do,
Rosie
I
O'Donnell.
Do, well, I know a little bit. What? How can they fall at the rate of gravity?
Look,
they fell at the rate
I'm
of gravity
not an engineer.
In powder. They blew into powder.
But if it were true, a lot of engineers would have come out before that. I want to take
All
issue
right.
with one thing. You actually had a talk show for a small period of time. They fired you.
No. They took me off the air and paid me for 3 years and bought my silence.
You said, talking about Fox and CNN and MSNBC, you said, all the stories come from upstairs,
yeah.
even though the host pretend it's them. You know, people need to understand Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and the mm-hmm. rest of them.
Yeah.
They're not these individual rogues setting their own agendas. These guys will deny it and say they have artistic freedom. You're either going to call me a lot. I'm
so
telling
another,
you.
Wait a minute. So in other words, you chose to talk about Anna Nicole Smith
we talk
for
about
a month
the,
and a half?
No, well, yeah, we didn't talk about
the news.
We talk about the news.
Let me follow up. Hold on. Let me follow up on this 9/11 thing for a second.
Right.
Did the government know ahead of time?
I don't know. I'm just simply questioning the fact that it doesn't add up to me. And I do know a little about demolition. I was a member of the underwater
But you intimated in the book
team.
That the government somehow knew where they had a tip-off and that.
Well,
who do you think knew?
I don't know. I really don't know. And I can't place blame, but I have a hard problem accepting the fact that never before in history has a steel-structured building fallen to the ground at the rate of gravity. And why would the main core beams not been intact?
And I want to move
How
on.
How did they go down?
There's a lot to cover here in the book. We have a moment left.
Yep.
Corporate America and religious fanatics have teamed up, and because of that, we're on the brink of fascism.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are accelerating towards the new fourth hour of the radio show, commercial free for the time being. Next few weeks we'll be on the GCN radio network on the satellites. Affiliates are clamoring for it. We're happy to supply it to you and very thankful that you want to pick it up. We're also working on getting global shortwave in the fourth hour. Yesterday I did 5.5 hours, but I've got to control myself and not do that too often in the future. But occasionally I think I will go into super overdrive, super sudden death overtime radio. Yes, we have had so much happen here. We have had Willie Nelson go public on this show. We've had Michael Meacher go public on this show. We've had Bill Christensen go public on this show. We've had Charlie Sheen, of course. We've had Jesse Ventura. And it's really been amazing. And in some cases, they contact us. In other cases, we contact them. And we've just been the first to have them on over and over and over again. And I've got a great producer, Trey Kincaid, and I think you've noticed the guests have gotten even better in the last year. But we're just upping the game, upping the game, upping the game. But a lot of this just falls right in our lap. I mean, I'm doing a screening of Endgame, and walks behind the counter, it's Willie Nelson, and he shakes my hand and says, I appreciate the work you're doing. I've been watching you for 10 years at least, and I give him, oh, we'll see this new film. You know, I gave him a couple of the others, and then I gave him a card and said, I'd like to have you on sometime, and the phone rings, and Trey answers it, and it's Willie Nelson wanting to talk to Alex Jones, wants to come on the show about 9/11. I mean, it's incredible that this is happening, so we should be really excited about it. I just can't believe this is all happening on my show. And I'm all for the other organized, you know, PR campaigns that are going on out there, but so often it's the unorganized or the, you know, the daring blow that's done in the heat of combat in the info war that really strikes at the heart of the dragon. And films are the mode of communication. People are not readers today. Now, I've written a book about 9/11 in the police state. Paul Watson's written a book about government-sponsored terror. You can watch those and well, read those books at prisonplanet.tv as ebooks. His book's out of print. Mine's almost out of print that I wrote back in 2002. But so I'm not poo-pooing books. I'm just saying film is the new medium. Film. I mean, a best-selling book sells 20,000, 30,000 copies, 100,000 copies, you know, max, if it's a political book. But you can make a film like Loose Change Second Edition that's been seen more than 100 million times that we can track. Or you put up a Endgame, and in 6 months, it's had more than 20 million views that we know about. That's 20 million people that have seen Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So all I'm saying is articles are great, short articles pointing people at films. As long as we're talking about strategia and everything. It's like I'm the general who has won so many battles and had so many victories and been on the front line so long, and I never try to sit up here and tell everyone what to do, but then when other people come to me and tell me what I should do, I reserve to say, well, I believe this is the best course in this particular fight. But, hey, what do I know? You know, I mean, opinions are as plentiful as sparrows in the wood. That's a nice way of saying it. And so don't listen to me. Just you know, go with what you believe. In fact, it's good to hit an every different angle out there. Okay. With us until close to the end of this hour are Steve Watson from London, deep in the heart of London, in the heart of Britannia, and his brother, Paul Watson, who is up in Sheffield. And he joins us from the north of England. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not have words to describe how huge, how serious, how massive, what a big deal this is. And this story needs to go big. People need to know about this. This needs to be reversed. They're trying to set precedents with Mexican troops during Katrina and Dutch troops and AWACS and F-16s after 9/11 in the U.S. And we've had other troops from the Ukraine and other places running around England, pulling people over, pointing guns at them, did become a big controversy in England. I've been to urban warfare drills. We've gotten footage all over the country where the Marines train with foreign troops and have role players saying, I'm an American, please don't put me in a camp, and where the foreign troops practiced taking Americans to camps. Then, in about 2002, the U.S. signed an agreement with Canada and Mexico to jointly police to, quote, fight terror. Then they get everybody trained with foreign troops fighting fires and things like that or running soup lines. But if you read the documents with NORTHCOM, they want to use foreign mercs because foreigners will generally shoot at somebody who they don't speak the same language as. You know, the British brought Hessians in here twice from 1776 through 1814. And so this is the norm in war. The Vatican, of course, had the Swiss. The Swiss were neutral, but they sold their armies, and they were some of the most feared. I mean, this just happens over and over again. We have our own police beating up in New York an unauthorized peaceful Tibetan demonstration in front of the UN with metal batons, blood everywhere, them begging for their lives. And the news just said, you know, basically this is a good thing. They deserve it. It's unauthorized. Now in France, it's mainstream news reports that they run up, grab Tibetan headbands off the crowd. No Tibet, free Tibet signs are allowed in Paris. And they don't use Parisian police. They are there to back up, and they stand behind as secret police from China, the secret political commissariat, that's who they officially are, in sweatsuits viciously attack people, karate chopping, slamming, choking, and they go to jail. They attack you and then hand you. The foreign Chinese communists who take people to their deaths and take their organs and they inject people with chemicals and murder them or paralyze them. I mean, it's just the Falun Gong's covered it, the Epoch Times, the photos, the admissions. They publicly execute people at sports stadiums every week for speaking out politically. They machine gun teenagers. I mean, there's photos of it in Endgame, just little girls' heads blown off. I mean, with their brains all over the ground. I mean, this is who is coming. I'll never forget 4 years ago, people were calling. They go, tune into News 8 now. It's going to re-air because they air everything every 24 hours, every hour for 24 hours. It's a local Time Warner news channel we have. Only one of five cities in the country that have it. And it was all about, the 20-something Japanese police are going to be able to arrest people in Austin, and 24 Austin police are going to Japan to be able to arrest in Japan, in Tokyo. And they've had this since the 60s, this exchange program, but now it's going hot. And this is a major precedent-setting case. Headline, Chinese paramilitary thugs police London torch rally. Outrage after British government allowed members of China's internal security force to manhandle protesters. And they go and single people out. They do not allow, because it's been put on Chinese TV, they do not allow signs for Tibet. This is unprecedented. This is Europe-wide. Paul Watson, Steve Watson, who wants to go first here? And I appreciate you coming on.
Hello, Alex. This is Paul.
Paul, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
We hadn't had you on, my friend, in a while. Just as Brits, who've always been fiercely independent, now domesticated just like us here in the U.S., what is it like to see this happening?
Well, my first impression of it when I saw these so-called guardians of the Olympic torch assaulting and manhandling protesters and barking orders at everybody, I mean, it appeared to me just from the video that, you know, they were in charge. The British police were basically taking orders from them, from what I could see, and I was thinking, like everybody else, who on earth are these people? Then it comes out today that they're the creme de la creme of the Chinese paramilitary police. I told you that story earlier, Alex, that I was in Shanghai last summer, and we were walking down the street, and then I suddenly saw these guys who were a foot taller than everyone else, frog marching down the street, you know, in a military parade, basically, wearing bulky camo gear. So I'm thinking, you know, this is Shanghai, not Beijing. It's supposed to be the business capital of China, not the military and government capital, which is what Beijing is. So I said, I said to my girlfriend, why are the military soldiers frog marching down the street? And she said, oh, they're not military, they're just regular police. And these were the same guys that were in London 2 days ago, throwing protesters around in Britain.
Now, again, she would know. She's Chinese.
Exactly. So it comes out that they're, you know, highly trained in riot control, martial arts, and hand-to-hand combat. They've come over here on visitor visas. They've not said who they're working for. And the Labour Party, the British government, has just let them in. And they're basically in control of security for the Olympic torch procession.
And then in the U.S., peaceful 50 Tibetans with people speaking English, and the police walk up and say, quote, I'm going to kill you. This is a quote. This is unauthorized. Pull out metal batons and begin savaging men and women. I mean, we have reached pit of hell level. Do you understand, you cowardly, weak people that have, you know, turned into such slime out there listening that support this government? This is land of the free, home of the brave. Look at England. It's all turning into sass. Go ahead. Steve, what is this like for you?
Well, it's surreal, isn't it? I mean, if you take a look at these men walking around, look at how they're dressed. I mean, they're dressed in sort of shiny blue tracksuits with white baseball caps. I mean, you would think that they were, you know, part of the official Olympic committee, but they're not. They're basically soldiers, Chinese soldiers, walking around on British soil, you know, manhandling protesters. And the other thing to be said is that I got an email yesterday from somebody who was at the protest.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. Breaking news with Steve Watson. This is a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, you will have Chinese troops in America line you and your family up and gun you down and throw you in pits. I'm not joking. How many times have I told you that? How many times did I tell you Rush Limbaugh would endorse Hillary? I told you 5 years ago. They plan to use them. In fact, in official U.S. government maps, large areas of the U.S. will be policed by them.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever.
You know why I love Willie Nelson?
Grave digger.
He reminds me of so much
where'd
of my,
my grave?
Dead family.
Would you make it
from
shallow?
Northeastern Texas, right where East Texas meets Central meets North. My dad's family's from right in the same area, and it's that same voice, it's that same look in the eyes, just a certain brand of Texan. Most people I knew that talked like Willie Nelson, acted like him, looked like him, all dead. What an icon, man. I hope he doesn't go when he's 84 like Charlton Heston. Oh, man. We got Kevin Booth joining us. His film aired on Showtime. The big expanded edition with a lot of my footage and stuff is out. We've got it in stock. Just came in. You can order it at InfoWars.com. That's coming up in this third hour and fourth hour today. Going back to Steve. Steve, you're in London. You had friends that were at the protest. Tell us what they saw, not just what's been on the news.
Yeah, well, I got an email yesterday. Monday from somebody who was at the protest who basically said to me he wasn't a protester, he was simply there to document it. He doesn't have any, you know, particularly strong leanings towards the Free Tibet movement, but just wanted to be there to document the experience, really. And he said that he was just sort of walking around filming and came across a scene where a protester had been pinned to the ground by three police, and so he started filming it with his camera. And as he approached it, it was about 30 meters away, and moved closer in. The police picked up on the fact that he was filming, and basically just forgot about the protester that they were pinning down and went after him because he was filming it. He'd also been filming the Tibetan flags. There's enormous amount of Tibetan flags there. And they got hold of him. He didn't resist. They punched him in the back, shoved him to the ground, and put a knee on his neck.
Now, was this the communist Chinese death forces? And that's what they are. They go around killing people all day. In fact, I've talked to a lot of folks in China who've told stories about they'll take a political dissident, cut their male breast off, cut their genitals off, and then let them bleed to death. One group of cops does that, and then and the plainclothes paramilitary, and then another group comes along and arrests them for being a pervert who cut their own genitals off. Paul, you've heard about that stuff.
Well, you hear all kinds of horror stories. I mean, what I've noticed is the media is not giving a platform to the real issues that they call them anti-Chinese protesters. I mean, they're not protesting against Chinese people or the country. It's the government.
Well, are Falun Gong, who live in China and who are killed for their religious beliefs, who are peaceful and do nothing, I mean, I guess they're anti-Chinese, too. And well, it's just like you're against the government carrying out 9/11. Now you're anti-America when they're destroying America. But going back to you, Steve, were these communist Chinese doing this or their British servants?
These were the British servants, but I mean, you know.
And they took his footage.
That's the point. He was filming the flags, and they deleted all the photos and the video that he
arch criminals. Well, look, that's how it starts. If you're talking and more than three people in London now, or have a video camera, they'll walk up. Even when I was being quiet, and they'll say, "Give me your ID, sir." Well, you guys were there. Turn your camera off. I'm putting you in a database. It's only for your safety. It's all intimidation. Man, we're in fascism, Steve.
Well, that's right. I mean, this particular person was also asked for ID and didn't have any.
Cops are such criminals.
There isn't a law to carry ID. So, you know, you don't have to carry it, so he didn't have any. So, basically, they decided to make him the victim of their... You know,
well, look, he has to sue them. I know they're being ordered to do it. But, man, and the cops in England now, they would walk up to you and look at you with hate and pleasure as they violated freedom. Steve, Paul, why do they hate your freedom so much? I mean, why do they revel in destroying any freedom?
Why do the British police? Well, that's what they've been trained to do. I mean, shortly after you were there in 2005, they
passed a law that basically outlawed protests in Britain. You have to get government permission to protest against the government, which is, in effect, an outlaw. You have to get a permit to do it. And there's comments on my article on InfoWars about how police would, people would boo the Olympic torch procession, and then they'd be assigned an individual police officer just to watch them and make
That's right. How dare you boo a Kamazaz? Now, look, we're one step away from being sent to gulags. I'm not joking.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend.
In front of everyone, the CBC, French TV, Canadian, we've got links to all of it here in the story, are reporting that people try to wear headbands and the Chinese police come out and rip them off of you. They come up and attack people with Tibetan flags. British police come up and get in the face of anyone. I mean, this is just in your face. Everything we were taught about the Nazis, everything we were taught about the communists under Lenin and Stalin, and the worst stuff under Khrushchev, and communist China today is still doing all the horrors that were carried out in past, by past grand champions of evil. And they could have had British police thug everybody, but that isn't enough. They could have had Paris police do this. That would be bad enough. No, no, no. They've got to have, and I've watched the videos. It's incredible in the photos. I mean, they are commanding. Gentlemen, is this not just us being brought into the modern New World Order system where foreign paramilitary political officers, political police, sit there and just feed on the public?
Well, yeah, it's globalization. I mean, if you're going to have globalization, you've got to have globalized security and policing operations. That's what happened in Scotland in 2003, I think it was, where you had the French and Ukrainian soldiers pulling people out of their cars at checkpoints. They were part of a NATO operation. So it's all about a globalized security force of having foreign troops in the country. And, you know, these paramilitary police that were shoving protesters around in London, it's from the same unit that's been shooting people in Lhasa in different areas in Tibet and killing people.
And now photos have come out of flatback trucks handing out robes, reddish, brown, and orange robes to the Chinese military. And it's been confirmed, even the British government's admitted, they're dressing up like monks, and then they can machine gun the peaceful people.
Yeah, we had an article a couple of weeks ago that showed a supposed Tibetan protester wielding this giant sword who was going around attacking people. But in the photos released by the Chinese state media, he'd been airbrushed out of the photo, and it turns out that he's a security official from this same unit that was in London. So the reports were true that they were instigating some of the... Because, I mean, people were confused, saying, why are these Tibetans attacking other, you know, Han Chinese ethnic groups and attacking their own businesses, setting fire to places? A lot of that was obviously copycat, but from the evidence, it was started by the PLA and the other security.
That's right. They were doing mass arrest ahead of the Olympics of the entire leadership, or who they believed didn't agree with the government. Same thing our government's making lists for here. And so when they do that here, it'll be the same MO. They will have people dressed up, as I've always said, like militia people. It'll be school buses, folks, because they had Bin Laden run ops in Serbia against the Serbs. And then when the Serbs fight back, then they say, oh, look, they're attacking innocent people. Well, it'll be the reverse here, but the similar first step. You'll have them bombing buildings, killing cops, attacking schools. They'll even, quote, kill the terrorists and have maybe even me dressed up, you know, in a uniform. It'll be me bloody on television. And all they do is grab me at my house the night before. And then they go shoot up a school bus, and then they shoot Alex Jones, and then they drag me out and have me bloody land on the ground. And that's how they do it, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't think they don't have special ops ready to machine gun up school buses because they believe end justifies the means. They're brainwashed, mainly Christian Zionists in this country, who believe that it's a holy war against the Muslims, and they have to do this to make Jesus come. And so they got to kill a few hundred kids in school buses. And I say that because the CIA did it in Italy to blame it on the communists, and they did it in Kosovo. It's one of their favorites. It's their fave, you could say, in their kind of asymmetrical low-intensity combat to machine gun or blow up a bus, and then they'll go kill somebody and throw them out on the road or grab a patsy who's mentally ill and put them out. And when they machine gun a bus full of your kids and then say it's domestic Al-Qaeda, and you know, people that talk about freedom are now Al-Qaeda, as they're now saying, as they've said all over the news, people that think the government did 9/11, we're really terrorists with Al-Qaeda. You see, that's the Pentagon talking point. And it's completely, and folks, I'm not joking. You understand? I'm not joking about this. Paul, Steve, I want to hear what you have to say just about all of this.
Well, going back to the Chinese paramilitaries, you know, today that they're in San Francisco, the same group marching downtown San Francisco.
See, we need more articles. I saw that, and I'm so upset I forgot. That's right. Foreign Chinese secret police are in San Francisco. Alert. In fact, where is the procession? We've got to get video. I demand that InfoWarriors go mobile and go out there and get us video and see if the San Francisco cops are under global control and see if they... Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I can tell you where the procession is. I've got it here in front of me. It's starting this afternoon at 1 p.m. Goes from McCovey Cove, northbound to 3rd Street, and will eventually end up in the Justin Herman Plaza for a concluding ceremony. So any listeners that know that area, if they could get down there and get some footage of that, that'd be good.
This is the highest priority as we fight the terrorist forces. This just in, confirmed. We got it, and we're confirming it right now. Paul Harvey News Today reported international troops will protect the Olympic torch today in San Francisco. That was Harvey's report this morning. Let's try to pull it. John, Google that. Again, international troops, this is a quote, will protect the Olympic torch today, and we have mainstream news. Steve has it. Steve, give us your sources on the fact that international forces... in the U.S., quote, protecting their occultic torch that Hitler modernized, he drew up the rings. Headline, Chinese paramilitary secret police to protect Nazi ceremony. You couldn't make it up. It's insane. ZX9 emergency, red level emergency. Our country is being conditioned to foreign troops in mass conditioning exercises, just like they use the Super Bowl to condition you to get rid of Posse Comitatus, which they now announce they've gotten rid of. Steve, give us more info.
Well, I've just read it on a sort of local Fox page. It just says the Olympic torch makes its only U.S. appearance today with a ceremonial run through the streets of San Francisco. It will be protected by a squad of Chinese security officers known as Flame Attendants. The guards wear bright blue tracksuits. They've succeeded in keeping human rights protesters from grabbing the torch at other appearances.
Treason! 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 Ah! I'm sick of it!
Yeah, it was the same guys that were in London, but you know, the Australian Prime Minister himself came out today and banned China from deploying its own security during the torch relay in Canberra.
Men, I want reports. I want total coverage on InfoWars. I want total coverage on Jones Report. I want total coverage on Prison Planet. This is all we're covering. Now, I've got the American drug war coming on, and this nexus is in to how they built their police state grid off of fighting the crises they created, controlling the narcotics being shipped in. But I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. Large areas of the country, the entire Pacific coast area, and this is in my films, this is in the official newspaper articles from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Bernadine Smith put them together in huge binders. I've got one in storage that's a huge binder that weighs like 15 pounds, twice the size of a Dallas phone book, just with mainstream news articles from all the major papers admitting it. It's in the State Department Plan 7277, and it says the entire West Coast, all the way from Idaho down to Arizona and Nevada, over to California, back up to the coast. That entire, 7 state area is to be patrolled by Chinese troops. And notice where they came under international treaty agreements. It's the West Coast. Emergency, ladies and gentlemen. These bastards, these pieces of, oh my, I just can't. You know what? If we don't get mad about this, there's nothing that's going to make us mad. Watson. Both of you, tell me what you think about this.
Well, I'm not surprised that the Labour Party let them in, whereas Australia is banning them, especially in London, because you know who runs London? He's known as Red Ken Livingstone. And it recently came out that he was, or his aides were a member of a secret Marxist cell that, quote, plotted to turn London into a socialist city-state. So this is the guy who's running London at the moment. So it's no surprise that the government let them in on, you know, visitor visas when they're actually paramilitary police.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel like a moment of silence for this country. Do you understand? I have videotaped personally troops training to take your children away from you and put you on your knees and blow your head off. It's in Police State 2000. Paul has links to it. They train to put you on your knees and stick a muzzle to the back of the American people's head. and they plan to use these evil communist murderers on us. I am sick of it. I'm sorry, guys. I wish I was in San Francisco right now because, you know, I'd go down there and videotape it, and one of those dirty murdering pieces of trash put their hands on me. I guarantee you the cops would probably get me down on the ground, take their gun out, and just, no, they'd probably taser me till I died, and the news would say I deserved it. This country's gone. It's run by nothing but filth. Now, let me tell you, all the cops and all of you that serve, they're going to take your pension funds. You're going to die of Alzheimer's from all the shots they've shot you up with. They hate you, so you go ahead and serve the evil. You go ahead and serve them, you pieces of filth. Look, you guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to take a break. I'm serious. You got the next 5 minutes. Just talk about whatever you want.
Well, we've talked about precedents for, globalization and exchange of policing and troop deployment between countries. They use the 2006 Soccer World Cup in Germany to ship German police over to, and these were uniformed police, to patrol British streets and go and bust British citizens who were potential troublemakers planning on travelling to the Soccer World Cup in Germany. So you had German police in Britain carrying out operations against British citizens, and Germany's interior minister changed their country's constitution before the World Cup to allow internal troop deployments for, quote, security reasons. So that's another example where they use one of these global sporting events to ram through some of this conditioning to accept foreign troops and changing their own constitution and things like that.
Well, also, as well, you've got, in 4 years' time, you've got the Olympics in London, and it's been debated by the government. It's come out that the government is considering shipping in FBI agents and Israeli police security services to police the Olympics in London because, as they say, the prime targets are US and Israeli athletes for any would-be terrorists. So they're actually considering bringing in Israeli troops to police the streets of London. And, of course, the excuse for that is the Olympic Games. So there's another example.
Well, also, guys, remember how during the World Cup they'd have British troops and police in Germany, and then in England they'd have the Germans, and then in Italy they'd have Germans? I mean, this is, we're all being trained. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about. And, it's always just a big surveillance and police state showcase. I mean, it's like they're going at Super Bowl every year. They talk about, you know, they're scanning the crowd to pick out criminals and stuff. It's just a big showcase. In Beijing, they're bugging people's hotel rooms and stuff that visit. You know, they've got surveillance cameras and systems that can record conversations on the street. So it's always a big beta test for the nice little tracking and control programs that they want to unfurl nationwide. I mean, they use every single sporting event for that purpose.
And to train the public to live in a grid with a bunch of criminals running and sucking off everybody. And it hurts every one of those dumb cops that's part of this is being sucked on just as much as us.
Yeah, you've got the U.S. State Department earlier this year issued warnings about how anybody traveling to Beijing for the Olympics should expect their hotels to be bugged, should expect everywhere they go to be tracked by the police, because that's just the way they do it in China.
Which is the way they do it in America as well, but nobody noticed the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Well, both sides point at each other when they're all under UN agreements running the exact same operation. It's all international standards. China is a darling because they signed the agreements with the eugenicists in 75 to black op their population, to poison them, to sterilize them, to kill their babies. And that's why they are the darling. They are the God force. They are the imperial army of death that will serve the bankers. You want to see your new God? It is a Chinese soldier. And I'm not kidding. Go ahead.
And again, these same paramilitary troops have been
killing farmers who have uprisings in the rural areas of China when the troops come and force them off their land. And I mean, that's, which is to emphasise the fact that Chinese citizens are the victims of this government. I mean, there's comments on my article saying, you know, I hate China, I'm never going to visit. I mean, you've got to separate the two. This is the government. This is not the people. The people are
their people absolutely hate it. The media makes it that issue of all Chinese. They go, all the Chinese are for this. And then that makes you hate Chinese when the Chinese hate the tyranny they're under as well. And our dirty, filthy, wicked government in 1949, now declassified, put that murdering sack of crap, excuse me, folks, I'm just really angry, Mao Zedong in. And you know why I say that? He demanded to have sex, this is mainstream admitted, with three women a day, and he demanded that he never wash, and he liked to... I'm not even going to say it, folks. Just these people are pit of hell worms. What is it you don't understand? Psychopaths get control of governments, and then they set up a wonderland so they can have their way with us. Go ahead, men.
And you know what happened in Tibet, how they destroyed Tibet? I mean, it was by no means, was it a paradise before the Chinese invaded? But when they did invade, since, you know, the 50s, they've killed over a million. But what they did was encourage Chinese people to emigrate into Tibet. So now you've got a situation where there's 6 million Tibetans, but there's 7.5 million ethnic Chinese. And the consequence was that it completely destroyed the economy. Inflation went through the roof, and that's how they gained...
Which is what the globalists are doing with Mexico and Latin America.
Right.
Stay there, men. Final segment with you. We'll have continual tracking of all this at prisonplanet.com. I've got Bloomberg. I've got Reuters. I've got Fox. Chinese security in America. Chinese troops in America ruling the slaves, the pathetic scum that we have become.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? And tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you The Quickening on the one and only GCN Network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
I want to be peaceful, but I'm tired of all these dirty bureaucrats and the big banks that control them and all their taxes to take our money and make us slaves and all the ways they poison us and their dirty communist and fascist command and control systems. And I want them to know that they're going to be defeated. I hate this government, and I hate everybody that runs it, and I hate the communist Chinese, and I hate all the trash. And I want all of you to know that we're going to beat them one day. A lot of us aren't going to make it through this. A lot of us aren't going to live through it. This is only the beginning. But I want you to wake up everybody you can. I know what they're planning. I've known their plan for a long time. I've seen right through them from the start. Ah! And everything they do only confirms to me that they're planning to wage war against us. Don't forget what you used to be. We used to be men. Let's get fired up. I've told you this many times, but you're not supposed to get mad about stupid football and things that don't matter. You're supposed to get angry about your country being overrun by a bunch of enemies. Yeah! You're supposed to get angry about tyranny. That rage, that power you've got is meant to defend your family. And let me tell you, this is the enemy. The enemy runs our government. The enemy, they're the enemy. How dare them say that in FBI manuals that people that talk about the Constitution are terrorists and the Founding Fathers were bad. You are the terrorist. You are the enemy. I'm going to back Kevin Booth up to the bottom in the next hour, and we'll have him into the fourth hour. I'm going to let these guys on for about 5-6 more minutes. I appreciate them. I'm sorry I've blown up. I'm going to try to be more intellectual about this, but we're going to take 20 minutes of calls, 30 minutes of calls next hour, both at 1-800-259-9231, but also on my phone number system here where I can air calls, and we'll give that number out in a moment, but specifically only on this, okay? Here's AP right now saying members were picked from special police units of the People's Armed Police, China's internal security force. Those are the torturers, the murderers, the scum. The requirements for the job: to be tall, handsome, mighty, and exceptional physical condition, similar to that of professional athletes, the state-run Chinese news service said. And this right now, and it shows video of them tackling and choking people and attacking and arresting Europeans. Good God. Good God. What have we turned into? And they're just showing it to you, seeing what you'll do, testing you right now. Steve, Paul, are you pissed off? Are you angry like I am? And do you agree that this is a test, a conditioning mechanism?
Yeah, I'm outraged. The thing that worries me about it is that Olympic torch, which, let's face it, has just become a symbol of outright tyranny. It should be extinguished now. He's going to go through Tibet on June 19th. Chinese government's got 250,000 hardcore PLA killers stationed in that area, and I mean, people are going to die. There's going to be massive riots, so they need to cancel this ridiculous procession now to save any more grief.
But they won't cancel it because it's not about the Olympic torch, is it? The Olympic torch is just a tool to get media attention.
So, well, it's ancient Greek eugenics. Is they would have the huge eugenics contest to see who the Superman, or who was closer to the gods, who was half god like Hercules, and they would pick their Herculeum for the year, and then Hitler picked up on it and drew the circles and the rings and all the rest of it, and now we have it, and now we worship it, and it is now a celebration. The real Olympics is happening now. It's about the police and the corrupt military and foreign troops dominating Europe, stomping all over the Tibetans, stomping all over San Francisco, punching Americans right in the face.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kevin Booth's going to be with us for 30 minutes in this hour, and then the full fourth hour with his new film, American Drug War, that Nexus is in. It was just on Showtime. It just came out on DVD with 3 hours of extras. It's really like five films. It's $24.95 at Infowars.com. That's your attack pattern right there. Get that film. Get it out to everybody. In closing, guys, I appreciate you coming on from England and Sheffield. You've talked to personal friends, not just the newscast, admitting Chinese paramilitary secret police, the folks that execute people, take them to their deaths for political speech, beating people up in England, on video, on the news, in France. Now they're in San Francisco marching today. We have got to get all of our listeners in San Francisco to peacefully go out there and videotape these terrorists. Steve, and then for 2 minutes, then Paul for 2 minutes in closing.
Yeah, what galls me is the media's framing it all as a sovereignty issue, which it's not. It's about complete abuse of human rights and killing over a million Tibetans, you know, and turning parts of their country into gulags. That's what it's about. But Steve was saying to me earlier that he heard a BBC radio discussion where they were starting to defend the Chinese. Maybe he can tell you about that.
Well, yeah, basically, it's what we were saying before. They weren't separating the Chinese people from the Chinese government. And the debate this morning, the big debate on the BBC was, is there too much China bashing going on now? China, you know, it's looking after its people. Maybe we should stop getting on the back of the Chinese. But, you know, that's just framing the debate when it's not
well,
about
just
that.
As Hitler used the 36 Olympics to make, you know, all the systems of Nazi Germany become rock star popular, even in the U.S. and England and worldwide. I went to the grocery store last night, the Whole Foods, and there were two big magazines separate with big red flags and communist stars on the front. I was too busy trying to get home. I should have bought them and talked about them. But two magazines saying, get off China's back. China's good. I mean, this is all about training us that their system's good.
Yeah, and these Olympic officials look absolutely ridiculous when they say, no, the torch procession's going to continue, we're not going to cancel it because the Olympics is not political. It's always been political. It makes them look absolutely ridiculous when they say that.
And then you've got the media asking pointless questions like, are the Olympics being used as a tool just purely to attack China? Well, yeah, they are, because China is an oppressive, tyrannical regime, and you know, protesters are going to use anything like that to attack it.
Well, I went into histrionics because every time I think I can't be any more freaked out, we knew this was coming, we knew this would happen. the Olympics are totally wicked. I'm boycotting them. I'm not watching any of it. Everyone else should boycott it. Watch none of it. If you see a newscast about it, turn it off. Buy none of it. Let the sponsors that are sponsoring it know you're boycotting them. I'm serious. Because they're doing all this on purpose, the social engineers, the behavioral psychologists. There is no doubt all the continuing coverage will be at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Guys, I'm just sorry that you have to watch your own Britons being beat up by Chinese secret police. I mean, these are literal death police. And I bet money they're going to beat up people in San Francisco. It's a setup. They come over to peaceful people, grab their signs, grab their placards. Foreign troops violating free speech in England, and I guarantee it's going on in the U.S. because our cops do it every day. And I mean, did you ever think you'd live to see this, Steve and Paul?
No. Well, it doesn't surprise me, really. I just hope that other countries will follow the example of the Australians and, you know, kick these thugs out of the country because they shouldn't be there. It's completely illegal.
I want the listeners to go completely ape the best article that gives people the full spectrum analysis of this long-term plan. They've got plans for Czechoslovakian troops in the Midwest. They've got plans for British, Dutch, Israeli on the East Coast. They plan to use Latin American from Florida to Texas, Mexican troops. It's all now official. We will be ruled by foreign mercs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, at 1-800-259-9231, you're welcome to call in specifically about how we're being conditioned to accept foreign troops, foreign police, Mexican, Dutch, Chinese, you name it, official maps from the 60s, official training going on everywhere. 1-800-259-9231 or on my studio line where I air your calls at 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400. I'm moving quickly because we've suspended a guest for 30 minutes to do this. Thomas in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, I want to commend you and Jesse Ventura and all the other info warriors, Paul and Steve out there, getting the message out, fighting this New World Order. But my question's kind of concerning more on the Amos and Andy interview thing with Jesse Ventura.
Thanks for the call. Got to let you go. Again, I never do this. I'm talking about look, you can call back tomorrow or later in the fourth hour today on any subject you want, okay? And I'm not being mean, sir. Please, right now in San Francisco, there are Chinese paramilitary secret police, the ones that torture and kill and murder people. They've beaten up Britons. They've beaten up French, Parisians. They are here, I guarantee you. They're slugging and punching and grabbing people's bandanas and pro-Tibet signs. They are enemies. The enemy troops are in America violating our First Amendment. And they're violating posse comitatus. They're violating every canon. Get them out! Scum with diplomatic immunity are having their way with us right now, and I want them out of here! Who's up next here? Nate in New York City, you're on the air.
Hey, Jones, this is Nate Evans in New York with Great Change.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, good to hear from you, Nate.
Good to hear from you. I don't know if you knew, but like about 2.5 weeks, I went down to a Tibet rally, and I was standing out of the barricades, and they didn't like that, so they handcuffed me, took me down to the precinct.
I heard you got arrested for videotaping, and I'm good friends with Nate, and he's working on the new 9/11 film with us, and Nate does special effects for some of the big TV studios in New York. And I heard you got arrested from the folks at the office. I heard you got put in handcuffs.
Yeah, I did.
That's an arrest, my friend.
Yeah, it wasn't because I had the camera. It's because I first said I didn't want to go in the barricade, and they said it was a problem because I was standing there, and they never answered my question. I said I can walk around if the problem is me not being in the barricades because there's no law. So they put me in cuffs after they find out I have no ID because I don't care about an ID. In fact, I fly without an ID. Don't ask how I do it, but I do it. And they pretty much said they were going to put me in jail for that, and they were going to be nice to me and just give me a summons. And then, and the Tibetans.
So you were arrested?
They were going to put me in prison. They put me in for an hour while they.
Okay, so you were arrested. I just want to make sure I was getting things straight there. Nate, now this is a separate Tibetan deal from them with the big metal poles, the police saying it was unauthorized. So in America now, you're poor Tibetans being exterminated. You want to stand in front of the UN? We're going to beat you bloody as you scream and beg peacefully. I mean, it's all over, folks. The country is gone. If we don't recognize how deep it sunk, we'll never get it back. Anything else, Nate? What do you think about the foreign troops?
I'm not surprised anymore. Everything that I'm seeing is pretty much what I've already read. So I'll be more surprised when things start turning around because people are just so blind that that'll be surprising to me more than being surprised at this stuff happening. Because I'm sure you kind of agree to that. When you start seeing changes, that's the surprise for me.
Absolutely. Nate, great hearing from you and the great work you do. Thank you for everything. Wonderful person. Got to meet his brother here in Austin. His brother lives in Austin. Nate came down to visit him a few weeks ago, and we got to go out to dinner with him. Who's up next here? Michelle in Florida, you're on the air. Worldwide transmission.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones, I am a 51-year-old RN, and I'm a catastrophic nurse case manager, and I have the great honor. I turned 51 on Sunday, and I found your site on Sunday. I have listened to streaming and radio to coast for 15 years, did not know you, found you through them. I spent from that moment, any waking moment, even typing reports, whatever I'm doing, I have watched everything I can find that's in your website. And I'm calling you to tell you what I see clinically, okay? You're saying, get off your ass, do something. Don't just sit there and watch this. And I'm like, what the hell can I do? You know, you open your mouth in my world, I open my mouth up, and I am crazy, all right? I can't, I mean, it just doesn't work.
I don't like Chinese troops beating you in the street.
I could hand cards out and say, just go here, because I cannot open my mouth.
No, that's a very effective thing to say, hey, here's a film. What do you think of it? It's controversial.
They won't even do it. I had a colonel, a friend of mine, watch 2 seconds of it and call me up and told me you were an insane person and I'm crazy and he's really worried about my mental health. Well, let me tell you something. My background is I created a psychiatric institute with my ex-husband. So my core training is psychiatry.
Well, I'd
so
be crazy. Exactly. Look, I'd be crazy if I wasn't freaking out.
That's right. You're right. But what you're talking about, the basis of what is happening in society is absolutely correct. It's psychology 101. It is. But what can I do? You know, what could I do? So this is what I'm going to do. First of all, I thank you because that's the biggest birthday present I have gotten, and I don't even know. Remember, biggest present. To meet you and see this. Biggest present. Thank you so much.
Well, you're awesome, and I appreciate your call. Call me back when we have more time someday. And I'm not trying to be mean to the great callers. Right now, I'm flipping out. There are Chinese secret death troops. These are death troops. That's what they do. They go take a woman who's had more than one child, and they drown the baby. That's what they do. It's admitted. They go and they take an old man who's Falun Gong, and they take his organs, or they torture him to death. They rape women. They rule. They are the blackest, most evil Nazis, commies, whatever you want to call them, you could imagine. They have more blood than anyone on their hands. They're the longest-standing black sunshine death. I mean, they are the wickedness of the wickedness, and they are here. And again, these things start small. This is a test by the enemy right now. I see it exactly for what it is, and my hackles go up like a dog that sees somebody sneaking into the perimeter, you know, with their back low in a stealth mode with a big pike in their hand, and I know it's the enemy, and I'm going crazy. I'm barking. I mean, I'm growling and snapping. I'm on the chain, and I'm just trying to warn people desperately. I know what they plan. I've videotaped our own troops trying to kill us. God almighty, the dumb cops serve the system when the system puts poison in their water. Jay in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just really want to personally thank you for all the ammunition that you've given me over the years. I've never called you. I've been handing out 9/11 DVDs since the one-year anniversary. I know Linda Honeycutt. I drove her around for the first month, but nobody funded us. I had to get in the truck and go driving to support my family. I just wanted to comment on this part about Sean Hannity saying that Al-Qaeda are all around us. If our government created Al-Qaeda and the people that attacked us on 9/11 is Al-Qaeda, that is a true statement. Al-Qaeda is all around us. They're in Fox News. They're in CNN. They're anybody that's ever tried to cover this up.
That's the incredible thing. They are Al-Qaeda. They are Al-Qaeda. And they say Al-Qaeda attacked to get your freedom. It's all a sick lawyer joke. They love to hide it in plain view, and it's true. They are Al-Qaeda, and they are attacking, and they are all around us.
Yeah, well, I've handed out over 7,000 DVDs. I've got an 8-hour DVD with Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, 9/11 Mysteries, 9/11 Eyewitness, Hoboken TV, and Terror Storm. I've handed out over 7,000 of those DVDs. I drive around in my truck and I talk to everybody. They call me crazy.
That's right, and nothing can stop you. If we all do this, it's over.
Let me just say hi to my friends in this movement, man. I know you guys miss me. A lot of people said
we got to jump. We got to jump. Have you noticed no one but Nate, and he was halfway on subject, called in about the foreign troops? You see how we've been conditioned? I never ask you to call in on subject. Every other show does. I'm sweetly asking, does anybody even care? Have we fallen this far? I'm going to take a call off my system. Let's go ahead and talk to Allison in Austin. Do you care about foreign death troops marching all over the West, beating up whoever they want?
I do. I do. I've been informed by some troopers that I know that there's over 20,000 Chinese troops training off the coast of Baja California.
Yeah, that's right. And our government gave them former bases all over the Caribbean, and they've moved in a huge troop. Just tens of thousands of troops. Our government gave them the Panama Canal. They are to rule with an iron rod over the scum America.
And you know, my father always tells me, you need to start learning Chinese because that's who's going to be coming home at night.
Well, that's right. That's part of the larger plan. There's 40 million, I said 30 in the film, there's 40 million more young Chinese men than women, and they're told, your women are in America. You will rule them. I'm not kidding. You can't make, and you say, you're being told this by state troopers. See, they know. They're let in on this. And you watch, most of them will go along with it and will serve it just to be in power. And just like in England and just like in France and just like in San Francisco, they will be commanded by them. Go ahead.
Why aren't we doing it? Because we're scum.
We killed 50 million babies. We're scum. We're filth. We're trash. No, that's why. Only weak scum would let this happen. Me freaking out is normal. Ah, I can't handle it anymore. Ah, I can't. Ah, I'm pissed off, man. I'm yelling and screaming so I don't get violent.
They're the ones who put their babies in the street when they're girls and whatnot.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
But we're the scum. I'm confused.
So you've got family that are state troopers that are telling you this?
Well, no. Like a trooper, like an army guy. No, some random guy in a store.
Okay.
But it's in an army surplus store, and he just started talking about it. He's worried.
It's all over. This is just the scum.
How long do you think we have?
Years. They're just going to slowly keep doing it and keep, the foreign officer's here as a liaison. He's helping with the security. It's just like they have Marines out and call it a drill, and then suddenly they're pulling real families over. Ukrainians in Scotland just putting guns to people's heads. It's in BBC. We have all the articles. It's all scientific behavioral psychology enemy attack. We'll be right back. And somehow I'm immune to it. It just drives me crazy, though.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You understand why I get so upset? Everything they said they do, they're doing. They made a list. They're checking it twice. They're doing it all incrementally. You ever notice what we talk about happens? That's why I'm so angry. They're going to do it all. They're going to kill us. You know, Charlton Heston in the fictitious Soylent Green at the end, when he finds out it's made out of people, he yells, he screams, "You got to warn them, Hatcher. It's made out of people. You got to tell them." Well, this is the real world. This new world order is made out of people, out of our blood. I'm normal. It's abnormal if you're not flipping out, ladies and gentlemen. You've been acclimated. I know we got loaded lines. We got Kevin coming up. And anybody can call in, though, who's in San Francisco. I want you to go with a cell phone. I want you to go witness it. I want you to send us photos at Aaron@Infowars.com with two A's. I need you to be on assignment now. Get out there. Get out there. Get out there. In fact, call Steve, guys. He had a map of exactly where they're at. I need to put that up on the web live time in San Francisco, the enemy Chi-Coms. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Texas. You're on the air. Then we'll go to Sam, Paul, Archangel, others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A few years ago, our Congress voted whether or not to give China most favored nation trade status. And here in Austin, we have a large Tibetan community. So many of the people marching that day were Tibetans, and we were able to beat Congressman Lloyd Doggett in the plaza on his way back from lunch and confront him. And we begged and pleaded that he vote against giving China most favored nation trade status. And the Tibetan people that stood there with a translator beseeching him, and then I yelling at him, failed to convince him the next day, and he voted to give China most favored nation trade status, even though I had reminded him that China had invaded Tibet, had killed millions of Tibetans.
Let me ask you, what do you think about the foreign troops?
About the foreign troops now?
Are you outraged by having Chi-Coms that have already beat up Brits and beat up French, now in San Francisco, having their way, commanding the police, ruling?
I'm totally outraged, and I want to say to Congress Doggett, I told you so, and I agree with you that we should boycott all of these.
All of it. Thank you for the call. Got to go. Call Congress. Call everybody. Call the talk shows. I'm going to call Coast to Coast AM after the show. I want to go on there tonight during their news segment. I never call them to go on the show. They always call me. I'm telling them I need to get on the air and talk about this because they got 16 million listeners. We got to tell everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. In fact, I don't want to wait. Where's George's number? I've got to have to call it during the next break. Got him home, man. I'm mad. I'm so mad. Archangel in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm mad. That's how
me too. You're not going to like what I have to say, but I'm part of the underground militia up here, and as far as I'm concerned, it's already time to go to war. So we here in Pennsylvania, when the first foreign troops come in here for anything, we're actually going to take them out. So I know you're dead set against that, but I think the time's long past. It's time for America, for Americans to stand up and take the country back, and waiting for them to come to disarm us and come to our homes is going to be too late.
All right, I appreciate your call. You know, we need to continue the video of them beating up and you know, Americans, other people, Brits. That will wake up the population to them. We need to try to fix it politically. I think you should submit to Chinese troops and let them take you and your family and let them rape your children and kill you. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. No, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, Lexington and Concord's coming. They want to start the fight. They're going to push it. They're not going to stop. They mean for the first waves of police and military to be chewed up by us, and then they're going to use foreign troops. Get Shattered Union ready for folks. Get it queued up, John, doing a fabulous job. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in Virginia.
Hello, Alex.
Hello!
Hey, yes, I'm outraged about the truth, too, and I've been glad to join you in the fight. When our primaries came up, I was out there voting for Ron Paul
and
passing out his literature, about exposing a lot of this stuff. But the most important thing I've emailed out for people, and all this is spelled out, Stop the North American Union by Danny G. Peterson, Ph.D., Treason Abounds, Government Cabal Plots North American Union. They talk about that in this expose. I downloaded it off of...
Well, let me be clear. They've signed deals to use Canadian and Mexican troops against the American people for insurrection. Bush has gotten rid of Posse Comitatus.
Yes.
Since the 60s, they've been training Chinese troops for this. I didn't just say this today. This is meant as a test. First, they put troops in the Super Bowl, then they put them on the streets. Then they put foreign troops in events, then they put them on the streets. This is done on purpose. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Anyway, I came to know about Granny Warriors because I put out info wanting to find out about, the Freedom March in Washington, D.C., April the 15th.
That sure, what about them? I mean, I got my listeners to send them money for the recount in New Hampshire. Can I do more? What can we do?
Well, I wish you could come, but other than that,
yeah,
I think people are waking up.
And yeah, well, I'll let Davey have the show and do the rest of his stuff there. But I hear you. I'm promoting it, and that won't be enough for people. I understand, because I'm bad. I'm evil.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents.
including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at uscivilflags.org. That's uscivilflags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Foreign Chinese troops beating up British on national TV, beating up French, grabbing Tibetans, not allowing people to have signs against them. Now in San Francisco, ruling, commanding the police, having their way with American citizens. It's not enough to have our own police violating the First Amendment. They've got to have foreign Chi-Com secret police murderers doing it. Truth is stranger than fiction. We are live. About 25 minutes left in this third hour of transmission. But we will be live into a new fourth hour at Infowars.com and blasting out over the network here. And Kevin Booth's going to be with us in about 5 minutes from his award-winning film, video streaming it over the radio show when this hour ends. We'll come back for 55 minutes with Kevin playing audio clips from the film. We're selling it at Infowars.com, and I hope you get it. Kevin used to live in Austin, good friends of mine, obviously Bill Hicks's producer. And I made a few films like Martial Law with Kevin, good friend of mine. And Kevin is worked 4+ years on American Drug War. It is a masterpiece. The DVD has 3 hours of extra bonus footage on it. And I'll be showing folks screenshots of that with our video cam when the fourth hour, which is also a video cast, starts. PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers can watch the video cam on me, the document cam, the video clips are going to play. But for everybody else, you get the audio for free at Infowars.com or obviously off your stations that pick it up. Kevin Booth, thank you for coming on 30 minutes late. Your issue is so important, but we got an hour and a half still. I knew you'd be okay with these troops beating up British and French. Now they're here in America. Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I even have a cousin that was just over in Tibet recently protesting. So definitely well aware of it. You know, I think one of the things that's important to talk about, you know, to kind of transition into this segment is how the drug war amount, and not even so much about preparing the American people for the war on terror, but preparing our military and our police forces And for the last 30 years, they've all been fed this, like, drugs are bad, drugs are bad.
Well, let's just stop. Let's just stop and first talk about your film, how big it is, how many awards it got. I want people to know this is a major film. It aired on Showtime, critically acclaimed.
Right. It's going to be playing on and off the first month on Showtime. In the month of March, I believe they played it like 50 times. And it was crazy. It was like every time I turned on the TV, it was playing on some other Showtime channel. So pretty sure a lot of people saw it.
I was at the gym and I heard people talking about it last week.
Yeah, and it'll be playing on and off for 2 years, actually, through Showtime.
Man, you're having a big effect, Kev, when I'm at the gym and hearing people talk about it.
Well, yeah, now so far everybody that's in it has, you know, been bombarded by phone calls and emails, one of which is a little upsetting. I don't know if you know this, but Celly Castillo was arrested by
HBO. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of him. They didn't like him being in the film and exposing government drug dealing.
Yeah, when they were handcuffing him, they said, saw you on TV last night.
Let's be clear. Army sniper, police officer, Border Patrol agent, head DEA agent in Latin America, exposed Elopongo drug dealing, put it in your film, and they went and arrested him right after it aired. And they said, hey, punk, that's your free country. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, now they made it for some little gun charge, but now he's facing 5 years in federal prison.
Hey, can you try to get him on the next few days? I keep calling his cell phone, and I can't ever get a hold of him. Where is he?
He's around. He occasionally answers my phone calls.
Yeah, we've been trying, and I pretty much brought Celly to the audience here years ago, like 10 years ago. We need to get a hold of Celly. In fact, I had my producer set him up.
Yeah, well, he called me last night because Bill Maher, Isai Morales, famous actor, mentioned American Drug War on the Bill Maher show Friday night. And, of course, Bill Maher shot it down as conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I met Morales when I was out in L.A. He's on board.
Yeah, I'd like to get him a DVD, but then Bill O'Reilly picked up on the story and called Morales the pinhead of the day or whatever, and played the clip of Morales like talking about American drug war, and that was just 2 nights ago. So Celly called me to tell me about that.
Poor Celly, and so much is going on. How obvious is it that weeks after it starts airing every day, they come and raid him, claiming he had a clip that was too big or something when he's been in the military, police, everything?
Yeah, no, it's just a
country of evil, man. It's all over.
Yeah, no, and the drug war. I mean, what's important with how we've got to this day is that the drug war has really dumbed down our police and our military. Not that they're dumb people; they're smart people. They're just trying to do the right thing. But the people higher up in the government have been very brilliant on desensitizing everybody with the concept of drugs being evil. You know, for 30 plus years, especially starting with Nixon, and now that they've kind of just flipped the game on everybody and said, oh, now it's terror, and they've replaced drugs with terror, and it's really the same exact agenda, but now everybody's just...
And the real terror is the guys in armored vehicles with black masks running checkpoints.
Right, and the drug war really, you know, starts back to what's the first thing that they need to do? Well, the government needs to basically tell everybody that this herb that's grown naturally here for thousands of years, that herbs that have been used medicinally, you know, without causing cancer for thousands of years, they're bad for you, but, you know, you've got to buy things that are only made in laboratories now.
And let's go through that first. You go through the numbers, the hundreds of thousands that die from prescription drugs. No one dies from pot. Hundreds of thousands die from alcohol. And then, I mean, you get into all of it, and then you've got 3 hours of extras. And, you know, let's go ahead now and just play a clip here. This is General Barry McCaffrey years ago, where I confronted him in Austin when his head guy got caught engaging in all of these different activities. In fact, John, do you have that General McCaffrey clip? I forgot. Okay, let's go ahead and roll. This is where I'm confronting General Barry McCaffrey. In Austin, Texas, when his head commander was caught shipping in masses of heroin and cocaine from Reuters, and he used a psych warfare op and starts talking about babies, the baby. I mean, very skilled. They all go for baseline instinct buttons they push. Here it is.
In 1999, I confronted Bill Clinton's drug czar. Bill Clinton had told the American people that he was going to cut back on the size of the drug war and was going to stop putting nonviolent offenders behind bars. He did the exact opposite. He hired McCaffrey, who went out there and began brutally attacking the American people and federally funding SWAT teams to kick down thousands of doors a month in search of narcotics. McCaffrey wasn't pleased that his head of anti-narcotics operations for all of Latin America got caught shipping in heroin and cocaine to New York. When I confronted him, he tried to brush it off.
General McCaffrey, Alex Jones from KJFK Radio in Austin, Texas. I fully agree with you on the scourge of narcotics and their destructive consequences on the human brain. But something I find interesting is the massive evidence coming out in the past of our own government and other international organizations' involvement in drug smuggling. In fact, 2 days ago, you called Colombia an emergency situation. You're calling for $1 billion in more funding. Well, your head of counter-narcotics and drug operations in Colombia, his wife was just caught shipping in masses of cocaine into the United States. This is from the Washington Post, sir. Also have Reuters right here on it.
Is there a question?
Yes, that's my question. I just wanted to state my facts because, you know, we're in this world where you ask a serious question, you're a kook. Let's talk about the drug running of this government.
Last time I got that question was the first press conference I had in Washington was an older reporter. And you know, I said, I don't know. I've been serving the country for 32 years. I'm not running any drugs. The baby is 21 years old now.
Okay, now I can't hear any more of this. go ahead. Your comments, Kevin.
Oh, you know, it's just so classic. You know, we had to skip over this thing, but yeah, they're just such pros at like flipping it as if like this one child that had been addicted to heroin and had to have his arm cut off. Well, that somehow justifies what they did for some weird reason. You know, you're just supposed to forget about the question. I mean. You know, they're pros. I mean, one of my favorite quotes in the film is this this woman, Calvina Fay, who's with the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, and she's, you know, one of the, you know, mad mother types and all that, and she's, like, really outspoken pro-drug war. And, you know, her whole thing when they're talking about the legalization of medical marijuana, she's, like, going, you know, of course it works. So, you know, of course that's what medicines do, but does it do anything for you in the end? It's like this, it's just like this logic of, well,
and it's okay to be on a bunch of Prozac and go to a psychotic break and shoot a bunch of people, or the 300 plus thousand dying of drug interactions every year, but marijuana with nothing, now we got to get it.
Well, and not only that, but their logic is like, well, you give, let people have medical marijuana, they're just going to get high off of it. Well, I've got news for you. I can walk into a pharmacy and get high off of everything that they sell there. You know? I mean, it all gets you high.
Well, the point is, you talk about in the film, and it is very well done, very poignant, how alcohol killed basically both your parents.
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, it's just outrageous to me that here in California, I can walk into the Ralph's grocery store with a shopping cart. I can fill it with Jack Daniels and tequila and Marlboro cigarettes and a big giant prescription of Prozac, and I could walk out and I could have enough drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes to probably kill 100 people. That's legal. But a friend of mine gets arrested for growing a couple of marijuana plants, goes to a prison work camp.
Well, that's what it's all about. And then the big drug cartels, just like Tony Montana says in Scarface, and they did years of research to make that film, you know, that's where he says it's the banks. They're the ones. They've been running it 1,000 years. They'll be running it 1,000 years from now. He's got to go launder his money with them. And that's the small time. Most of the drugs are directly brought in by the government, and then they own the private prisons.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Now, you got Tommy Chong in the film talking about how he smoked pot with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got everything in this movie, man. This is quite a film, Kevin.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You have done well.
But for a green card, I'm going to carve him up real nice.
Yeah, he give me a green card, I'm carving him up real nice. Hey, fly, look at Pelican, fly, Pelican.
You know, I don't know if you saw that 60 Minutes piece a while back, where they were talking about this Bayer drug, I'm not going to pronounce it right, but Tyradol or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
This drug that they give people during heart surgery, it's proven to kill thousands of people a month, and they've known it, and the FDA has known it, and Bayer has known it.
Well, look, Bayer is a eugenics front. millions, hundreds of thousands of Americans alone died when they knew for a decade that every shot of Factor VIII had AIDS in it and hepatitis, and their internal memos came out where they just said, sell it all and keep letting AIDS be in it.
But like you were talking earlier, I mean, this is, you know, I think one of, like, the bigger jobs right now is we've got to wake up the police. You know, we've got to wake up, you know, it's one thing we, you know, preaching to the choir, but the next level is to start, you know, getting people who are in charge one by one. And that's what's so interesting about drugs or the topic of marijuana especially, is because when you get a policeman alone and you talk to them about marijuana, they're always going to go like, oh, I know it's not that bad. You know what I mean? Just like, well, just between me and you, I know it's not that bad. And then you put them all back in their pack, and they're like, you know, arrest them, get them.
Well, the cops I've known are pot smoking, beer drinking, party animals.
Of course they are. I mean, look, your average DEA agent, you know, is like a classic thug. You know, God love them. But they need to
They did this scientifically. They built the police state. They even passed laws at the state level, lobbied by the feds, where states can't give the forfeiture money to the cops. But then if they give it to the feds, they get 85% back, which made them federal minions. And, I mean, I've pulled up to a checkpoint where they're pulling everybody out of their car, and they go, we want to search for drugs. I start laughing at them. I'm like, I don't use the crap you ship in. Leave me alone, man.
Yeah. I'm
just tired of it.
And talking about the Chinese thing, too, I'm sure you probably have spoken about this, but the fact that the Forest Service is buying Chinese drones. They're going to be, you know, I guess flying around, probably searching for pot grows. You know.
Oh, no, that was in the news a couple weeks ago. They said all over the country, Forest Service cities, pilotless drones, 24/7, flying around looking for pot. And remember the case in Austin? I should have given this to you for the film. The lady who had the bloodweed that's in every yard in Texas in the summer.
Yeah.
And they SWAT team her and then kick the dog and attack her. And then she had a renter in a house behind her, and they took out a Playboy and made fun of him.
It's so crazy. I just happen to forget that there's a plant that grows that looks just like pot. I mean, I've seen it ever since I was a little kid.
But see, they love the blood. They love the bloodweed. That's their excuse to go on the property.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, this drone thing here in Southern California, the other day, it's crazy. I mean, we get buzzed by helicopters here all the time. And you'll, you know, always just be standing around. And you'll see a helicopter doing these, like, tight circles over this area. And I know a lot of times they've got, like, these cameras and scopes where they're looking for grows. And I was watching that just the other day, like, practically, like, a little bit over my house, just going, God, think of all the fuel and manpower that's eating up. And then just to go, okay, they're going to replace it.
Meanwhile, my house gets broken into, my car gets stolen, and the Austin cops won't even come out.
Yep, that's classic. That's classic. Have you seen, like, what Bill O'Reilly was, like, saying about to Snoop Dogg on his show? I've been watching some more Bill O'Reilly clips on YouTube, but he was just basically, Bill O'Reilly's on there telling everybody that they belong in prison and that they need to build more prisons.
We got more people in prison than any other country.
Yeah.
Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. You want scum, we got it. And I'm sorry, folks, we have to admit what we've turned into. We'll be right back here on the Scum Channel.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Can run on. The document cam is live. Got a copy of the DVD, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. 2-hour film with 3 hours of extras. You can't beat this. And we're going to talk about who's in the film, break down how the drug war really works, how we can stop it. Most people now know that it's a fraud. They don't understand. The government really does bring it in. The banks really do launder it. It's so sick. So that's coming up with Kevin Booth the entire next hour. That's right. There's now a fourth hour of the show. You can watch it if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. The video feed, the document cam, all of it. So it is so important, ladies and gentlemen, that you stay with us into the next hour. You can listen on the internet feeds for free at InfoWars.com. If you're listening on a Genesis stream or some other stream, or you need to go over to InfoWars.com right now to get this fourth hour with Kevin Booth. And we'll tell you if there's been any new developments with the Beijing commissariat, literal political police, death squads is what they are in China. The top death squad people are beating people up in England, France. They're in the U.S. Right now in San Francisco. We've got people going on the ground to get video and see if the police attack them there, if you videotape them. I mean, this is all mainstream news, continual coverage at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're, again, very honored to have Kevin with us right now. In fact, the document cam is live, as you can see, and we're also rolling the intro to his new film, The Last White Hope, American Drug War. We're going to play 5 minutes of the intro, then we're going to play the audio later of the trailer. We're going to play some other clips from the film coming up, and that's going to start in about 4 minutes. Before I do that, a few sponsors that we need to mention because they make this transmission possible. The first one is Aloe Ease, and ladies and gentlemen, I was drinking aloe vera and taking these pills last night, and I'm losing weight like nobody's business. I would look like Jabba the Hutt. I've lost 20 pounds now in about a month. It's incredible. Aloe, but it's working out as nutrition, but aloe is part of it. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. They also have their Super Beta Prostate Formula, 1-800-569-4056. Again, that's the good folks from New Vitality. Also, eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the oldest continually operating national distribution group for storable foods. The highest quality. I've been buying from them for 8 years. It lasts more than 10 years. With all the uncertainty, food prices spiking, the UN saying global food shortages, martial law being discussed, depression being discussed. I don't know if it's going to happen. The point is, the government hoards and stores food. We should, too. It's high quality. It stores easily for you, your pets, your family, your children. You need to give them a call, ladies and gentlemen, eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. And don't forget Interfood, the best green food out there, and I've tried a lot of them. It's just 20 superfoods, adult dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, calerla, spirulina, 20 power-packed ingredients, two little scoops in your juice every morning. Amazing. Instead of being Jabba the Hutt and Orson Welles bred together, I'm trying to be more healthy, and it's really working. It's great stuff. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. Okay, Kevin Booth, you take a five-minute break, my friend. We're going to start the fourth hour right now with a live video feed of the first 5 minutes of American Drug War. Then we're going to come in hot with no commercials in the fourth hour, going right to Kevin. We'll have 55 minutes with him, and we'll take calls the last 20 or 30 minutes for him. He'll have the floor. Coming up at InfoWars.com, that's where you go to hear the internet stream. If you're listening over the internet or if you're listening any other way, enjoy yourselves. The point is, the free streams are at InfoWars.com. But if you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, which you can go grab right now for 15 cents a day, you can watch the video cam, the document cam, all of it, and just get it all. PrisonPlanet.tv. Fourth hour, straight ahead. Keep it locked in. Continual coverage of the Chi-Com Death Squad in America. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut. An entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless